Texte numéro 74. Should you intervene? A woman in a Walmart in Texas last week took photos of a man pushing a shopping cart with his crying daughter's hair wrapped around its handle. This touches off a debate about when, or if, a bystander should intervene when a parent harshly disciplines a child in public. The Cleveland Police Department said a joint investigation was underway with Child Protective Services. Witnesses were interviewed and reports taken. They added that they must gather all the facts and evidence and that the father let go of the girl's hair pretty quickly. No charges have been filed. Since Ms. Birch posted her story on Facebook, it has been shared more than 242,000 times, and some people sent her messages that she should have minded her own business. So what should observers do in situations like this one? We asked the experts. The president of Prevent Child Abuse America said his organization believes that if you see something, say something. Do not wait for the situation to deteriorate before getting involved, said a public health educator. If you wait for something to get worse before doing anything, it definitely can get worse, and then it becomes harder to connect and be of help. The next question was, should I call the police? The executive director of the National Children's Advocacy Center said people commonly call 911 if they see an accident, so why should child endangerment be different? Dr. Gardier, a clinical psychologist, said that if you believe the child is in imminent danger, you can make an anonymous call to the police. You may feel guilty that you may be misinterpreting the situation, but think about how inaction can lead to the injury, danger, or death to the child, he said. Other experts cautioned that involving the authorities right away might cause the situation to escalate. The parent might be having a bad day and not necessarily be abusive. But if you believe a child is being hurt, you do need to do something about it, they said. However, you have to be safe yourself. The parent may actually be violent and have a gun. The next question was, am I legally obligated to intervene? Mandated reporters, such as teachers or doctors, are required to report suspected child abuse. But ordinary citizens are free of that obligation. Now, the last question is, how should I approach the situation? The answer is, avoid being confrontational and withhold judgment. Ask politely if the person needs help. Gently but firmly point out that the child could get hurt. If you bring a genuine care and desire out of love and respect, people will get that. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2016.